Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. How do you teach your child to become a smart consumer? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The answer to that question, start early. Begin giving your child money lessons the first time they say, I want. The statement may be made as early as 3 years old, so you need to be ready. When they say it, you respond with an age-appropriate reply, such as, you want to get that toy? You already have one of those. Do you know how much it costs? It costs $3. Hold up 3 fingers. That's how old you are. Then wait for their response or reply. Will it be a question or a statement? Will it be a meltdown chant, I want this toy? Regardless their reaction or your decision at the moment, know that you've begun a planned approach to teaching your child the fundamentals of personal money. You can reintroduce the concept at any time. For example, when getting your toddler ready for the day, ask questions that allow you to use want versus need. For example, ask, do you want to go outside and play? Then ask, but do you need to go to the bathroom first? Explain that going outside to play is what they want to do, but going to the bathroom right now is what they need to do. As your child grows, so will his or her memory of these things that they have heard that are needs versus wants. Then you're ready to up the ante and provide them with more concrete ways of understanding the difference and how the choice between needs and wants matters. Gradually, you'll introduce the concept of saving for something special rather than always buying something when they're out with you. And this opens the door for you making a point of explaining why you don't or won't buy things for them on impulse. This conversation is one that leads to a much bigger concept, the benefit of delayed rather than instant gratification. Now they're beginning to appreciate the fact that it is their money, which allows you to respond, yes, it is. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.